Zimbabwe has a political party finance act that is administered by the Minister of Justice, which basically, I think, the long and short of what the act does is that it bans foreign funding to political parties. Our take on the act itself is that when you look at promoting democracy, it falls short in a number of instances. I think the focus of the act should not be about limiting political party support, but it should be about creating an environment that allows the growth of political parties so that citizens have, the options when it comes to electoral processes. Without those options, people tend to then not be interested in participating in elections because their view is that there's no one to choose from. So the current provisions of the Political Parties Finance Act are very limited in just focusing on restricting the sources of funding to political parties. And our belief is that a political party finance policy or an act should allow for the widening of scope for political parties to actually freely participate in a functional democracy.
There are a number of recommendations that you are making in your position paper, chief among them being that there is need to enforce transparency and accountability. Can you tell us a bit about this?
There is an enforcement mechanism within the Act, and the Minister of Justice is supposed to have oversight of political party financing. Likely because the sources of political party funds is the state, it's treasury. So government gives money to political parties. So what we are basically saying is that the current provision and the current structure given in the Act makes it very difficult for transparency and accountability because the Minister of Justice falls under the executive. And we all know that the executive is an interested party when it comes to politics. So it is very difficult to expect the Minister of Justice to be stringent in their oversight of how political parties are using state resources. So there is very limited accountability and transparency in how political parties then administer resources that they do get from the state.